Hey, welcome back to New York 101 NBC. This is Nick Fucelli with Sunday Warrior Political Talk. And we are honored today to have Senator Hillary Clinton here on our show. Senator Clinton, how are you?
I'm very honored to be here.
Okay. Well, so you're just coming off your Ohio debate where many have said that you kind of came across as a jerk, you know what I mean? So,
did you just call me a jerk?
I didn't say you were a jerk.
You did. You just called me.
I did not
you just
say
attacked
that.
Me.
Ma'am,
like
I did
every
not
other
say
media.
That. Look, look.
Like every
lady,
other person in the media.
Lady, I didn't say that, okay? I just
did
said
you just,
that.
You just called me, you're belittling me. Like
by
the
calling
media
you a
always
lady?
Does. Yeah, the media
the Queen
does.
Of England is called a lady, my friend.
See, this is how the media treats me, which is my point. Yeah, you're all asking me the first question.
Man, this is an interview. I don't know if you've ever heard of the concept of an interview, but there is a question that begins an interview, meaning that first question.
But why is the first question directed at me?
Man, there's no one else in the room. Now, we haven't talked enough about healthcare. We haven't heard you say, all there is ad nauseum to healthcare. So why don't you tell us about your healthcare plan?
Well, my healthcare plan is that everyone in the universe gets covered. That's why it's called universal healthcare.
Did even Alf? Alf gets healthcare?
Alf can get healthcare under my plan, not Barack Obama's.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now that we're saying that, people in the universe, illegal aliens, can get healthcare, why don't you tell me...
Oh, no, that's where I draw the line.
Alf is an illegal alien. Now, you have explicitly said that he's going to get universal healthcare. Now, what would you do in Iraq? What is your plan to get us in and get us out?
Well, I'm going to get everybody out of Iraq.
Okay.
As quickly as I can.
Why are you whispering?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Are you opening a drawer?
Sorry.
Man, yes. we're on TV right now. Do you realize that?
Sorry. I had to get something from my suitcase.
Okay, whatever. So tell us more. We've got the troops over there. What would you do in your first 60 days in office?
I would withdraw the troops.
Ma'am, I don't know what that is in the background. It sounds like a vibrator.
I know what to do on day one, sugar.
Well, that's all the time we have here. I'm Nick Fucelli. This has been New York 101, the Warriors political pot shot.
Oh, yeah.
We had Celebrity Clinton on here, and we gotta go. We'll see you next Sunday.
I've
goodbye.
I've got experience.
Cut her off
experience.
Quickly. Quickly, we're gonna get thrown
I've
off the air.
Experience.
Get her off.
Experience.
Food is not love.
Welcome to the only Toddcast that matters. Food is not love, starring Disco Sneakers as Robbie Danger.
Yo, turn your speakers up, adjust your iPod. We're getting suited up, turning our mics on. We're activated, food is not love. We're activated, food is not love, Robbie.
When I can't fall asleep, I think of unicorns, cause I like things that are white and have horns. Katie, there's your shout out.
Check out my hunky ass.
Food is not love.
Kiss my tart cast.
Food is not love.
Oh!
Long live Ray Davies.
Oh!
T. Thomas.
Oh! He was great and so mad.
I'm gonna bash Missy Gray in the head with a bookend. Yeah.
Bow, bow, now, now.
Ooh.
Bow, bow, now, now.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
Touch your body.
Yeah. Everybody. Rock your body tonight.
Was it tonight? Was it all right?
I think it said right.
I thought I sang this before the beginning.
I don't know.
No, nobody listened to this show before. Anyway, hey, everybody.
What's sizzle?
How are ya?
Guess what? This is episode 13. We were wrong last episode.
What are you talking about?
Remember last episode we said, was it 13? And we're like, hey, it's 13. And we're like, oh, no, it wasn't 13.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so this is actually 13.
We should call this one 12. This is episode 12! Yay! Episode 12!
We've gone back into the past.
We are bizarro, bizarro world. Bizarro world. Bizarro world.
Oh, my God!
So, everybody.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. Anyway, we took a little bit of a break.
Yeah, it was kind of getting hectic.
Let's talk about what we did over the break.
Okay. Well, I bought a house.
You bought a house?
Yay for no more apartments.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, you did that. House. There was all that stuff with all your mortgage.
Yeah, no, it
business.
Was pretty stressful. There was a lot of, crazy. As you know, anybody who's ever purchased a house, it's just insanity, and there's lots of slimy people who you have to deal with, and... like one dude, I was talking to a mortgage broker. The guy's like, hey, we got 15 different loans. What do you want? You want a loan with a variable rate? You want a loan? How about we give you 17 loans with 14 different variable rates?
It's like a three-card Monty game.
No, it really was. I was like, yeah, isn't that why the housing market's gone to shit?
Right, exactly.
The guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I got to go. Goodbye.
Right.
But also, we forgot to wish Andy a happy birthday.
We did. Happy birthday, our good friend Andy.
Happy birthday.
And Chloe's brother. I was just mouthed. Chloe's brother. Happy birthday.
Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Tommy. Tommy's my jigger. He is my jigger.
We'll give you a big happy birthday from down here. You know, we'll give you a, you know.
Why'd you give him a Brooklyn happy birthday from Atlanta?
I don't know.
You were like from down here.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
That's more like it. Happy birthday, Thomas.
I sent you a NASCAR apron and a can of Coors Light, the Silver Bullet.
Also,
shoot it in your mouth.
Anyway, Andy's birthday party was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We all went out to the bar.
And I met the cousin fucker.
Yes, you did. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Anyway, before we get to the cousin fucker, here's my Dennis Hopper impression. Ready? Okay, go. Pop quiz hotshot. What's a 19-year-old girl and disco have in common? Are you ready?
That's Dennis Hopper?
I don't know. It was a shitty Dennis
I was
Hopper.
Like, what?
I don't know. It was a bad Dennis Hopper.
Okay.
What do they have in common, you ask? They both don't bring their ID when they go to the club.
Yeah, but one of us got in.
Yeah.
She didn't
bring her Chinese ID, this girl. This was Bree's cousin we brought with her. She's 19. She had a fake ID, knew she was going to a bar, but didn't bring her ID.
I left my wallet.
Yeah, you kind of snuck by.
Yeah, no. The guy was like, can I see ID? And I was like, sure, let me get it. And I just went back to the bar.
Like, oh, he tricked me. Yeah. He wasn't very bright.
He was like, nook, nook, nook. Anyway.
Right.
Also, well.
So that was exciting. You met the cousin fucker, finally. And it was fun because the way I presented it to Disco was, all right, I want you to look around the room.
Now, the cousin fucker was someone we mentioned in the first episode of the show ever.
Right. So this was a friend of mine who I've known. And I say friend. I mean, you know, like.
He was an acquaintance.
He's more of an acquaintance. I mean, you know, we've become better friends over the years, although I'm sure the cousin fucker thing didn't go over so well when I made a MySpace page dedicated to that.
Right.
And showed him that and all of his friends. But.
And introduce your friend as, hey, that's the cousin fucker.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, so, he fucked his cousin and, anyway, so, I decided to let, Disco try to figure out who it was by sight.
And I couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it. He blended in. He's just like everybody else.
Yeah. It's so, weird, is, you know.
That is kind of scary.
Yeah, he was a stealth cousin fucker.
Yep, you would have thought, he was more redneckish or something.
No, but no, he wasn't at all.
No.
Okay, now the story was, is that the guy, I can't say his name, the cousin fucker, and his girlfriend were once engaged, and he left his fiance to
Correct.
Fuck his cousin. And
right.
then he went back to the girl.
Right. Who his cousin, by the way, his cousin also was engaged. She left her fiance for him. He left hers for her. And, he ended up, they had like a little 2-month thing. By the way, they looked a lot alike. It was kind of creepy. Like their faces were very similar. It was very disgusting.
Let me tell you, like when I met the cousin fucker, now I'm drinking one drink at the next,
He is slamming them like he's got somewhere to die.
I know, like just walking up to various people at the party going, that guy over there, he fucks his cousin.
And I'm dying laughing watching him do this. And I'm like, you know what? I bet he's going to fucking go up to the cousin fucker and be like, dude, that guy fucked his cousin. Oh, shit, that's you.
I was moments away.
Yeah.
I was moments away.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking hell. I met the cousin fucker and his vacant girlfriend. I tried to speak to her, and she is like
hollowed
out.
Shit. Yeah, funniest shit was when you came up to me, you're like, you kind of made this hand motion in front of your face. She's like, there's nothing there. There's nothing inside. It's just a husk.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know.
She was like an empty shell of a soul.
And, you know, I understand, you know, she was, my understanding is that, you know, she's a pretty religious person. She believes in forgiveness, and that's fine, but you can forgive without taking him back. There's a difference.
I forgive you for fucking your cousin.
Now put your penis in me.
I can't believe that guy fucked his cousin. And I saw him face to face. I was like, you're a real life cousin fucker.
I know. It's like having a zit. Like, once you know it, you can't stop looking at it.
No, because the thing is, I tend to think of that as a Southern thing.
Right.
So, you know, coming down here, and I'm like, wow, a real cousin fucker. Wow.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by him. Like,
so you've had fried chicken, you've had okra, grits.
And cousin fucker.
Cousin fucker. You can go back up north now.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're like Zelda, your quest is done.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go home soon, so when I go home, I'm like, hey, saw cousin fucker.
You put the Triforce together, you're done. So what else did you do on your break?
Hung out with Tim a lot.
Oh, yeah, right, Tim.
Yeah, we got to hang out. But you know what? Tim, for those of you who don't know, he played the terrorist, the knife-licking terrorist.
Right, the one who made
in our YouTube. Yeah, in our YouTube commercial for the website.
Right. Well, no, that wasn't a commercial. That was a hostage tape.
In the hostage tape.
He played a terrorist.
That had a plug on our website.
Right,
But
We encoded it off my computer.
But anyway, Tim is actually kind of our muse. We don't talk about Tim at all.
Tim's
which is
hilarious.
Weird.
He's like clay in our hands.
He's very much a part of our crew.
Yeah.
We've tried to have Tim on a bunch of times, but Tim, you know, he has kids, right, so it's very hard for him to actually get in the studio. But like, maybe next week we'll have Tim on.
That'd be great.
You know, even if he phones it in. Because Tim is a Southern dude. When I first got here, I flirted with the idea of joining a band.
Right.
So I'm looking at all these ads, and there's this band, this rhythm section. I was looking for a guitar player and a singer, and I figured I'd go out and, you know, check that out. And there's this dude, this like real Southern dude, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing, y'all? How are y'all?" And I'm like, and you know, to my ears at first, it was really like, "What the fuck? Is he gonna rape me?" Like,
he's speaking weird. Yeah, yeah. Is he speaking weird English? What is that?
Yeah, he's a real fucked up, silly character, but he's also one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. He's a really nice guy. But being in another band just didn't appeal to me eventually.
Right.
So when we started the show up again, I figured, you know, when we needed him for certain things, I'd be like, I knew the perfect guy. It was like, you know, we need this guy to do A, B, and C. And I was like, fucking Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And we called Tim. And what was your experience meeting Tim for the first time?
Well, the only thing I knew about Tim was that he was like a womanizing, like,
See, I was trying
dude.
To avoid that. That's
no,
why I almost thought of it.
No, no, no. I mean, you know, that was the impression that I got from someone. that was something in my throat.
Yeah, he's a big womanizer.
Yeah, no, it's fun. The funniest shit was I finally visited his MySpace page. Every single one is like some like 22-year-old chick. Tim's like 40, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
He's
yeah,
in his 40s,
yeah. So we're like, "Hey, baby, you're looking hot. Hey, sweetie." I'm like, oh, dude. Yeah. It's the funniest shit to me. And the best part was, you know that he took that video. He's like, "Hey, look, girl, look what I did. I licked that knife."
Yeah, he was like, "It's the way I licked the knife. You see the way I licked that knife."
But that's like it's like a shiny clitoris.
It's like a big clitoris or like a robot clit. It's what I practice on. You want me to practice on your C-3P pussy?
Oh, I just had a vision, by the way, that was Dottie from the Jetsons. Hello, Mr. Jetson. That's not at all how she sounded.
I don't even think her name is Betty, isn't it?
I thought it was Dottie.
Is it Dottie? No.
We'll do research. We'll have Chloe do research. We should get Dottie on the show.
I don't think her name is Dottie. You're talking about the robot maid.
Yeah.
Her name isn't Dottie.
What was it? What was the robot maid name? I'm pretty sure it was Dottie.
Chloe, can you Google the maid of the
Google
the
maid.
Jetsons?
What an obscure thing to Google.
She'll figure it out. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, Tim, yeah.
Lost my train of thought there. I was focused on the
Jetsons. Tim really is our muse.
Oh, he's great. No, he's great. Now, that brings us to our next project.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is something I found. I came across this. Here's what happened. I came to Disco a couple of weeks. It's like, I guess it was about a month ago. And I was like, all right, we need to have a segment on the show where we make fun of songs that we fucking hate. We talk over them, we make fun of them, whatever. And the first one I wanted to do was Brick House by Rob Zombie, because he fucking like did a cover of Brick House, and then, I don't know, you took a listen, and you're like, you know,
Lionel's actually on it. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to make fun of Lionel.
Here, I'll make fun of Rob Zombie real quick, right?
Okay.
Every Rob Zombie song, unplugged.
Okay. Ah, fuck, it was Rosie. Not Dottie. The robot maid was Rosie.
Yeah, see?
Fuck.
Here we go. Rob Zombie.
Okay.
Walking down the street, yeah, I'm walking down the street, yeah, C is for cookie, C is for cookie, C is for cookie, yeah, C is for cookie, C is for cookie, C is for cookie.
I like how you were Cookie Monster Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we were also talking about, I think it was like the two or three biggest paid people for saying the word yeah. Rob Zombie.
And Little John.
Little John.
Could you imagine duet?
No.
Yeah!
Yeah.
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 What?
What?
Yeah, what the fuck? Wait, who's the other person who does a lot of yes?
Those are the only two that come to mind.
No, there's like a third. I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, like Collective Soul?
Yeah.
All right, that's good enough for three. Anyway. So they made a lot of money by saying one word. So in lieu of doing the Brick House song and making fun of that, I came across something that can only be described as, holy fucking shit, what the fuck is this shit? And that's a good way
Let's
to describe it.
Let's just play it for him.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
I'm going to put your face in my clip.
Oh, your robot clip. Your rosy clip.
Like a knife. Like a knife. Like a knife.
Shout out to Tim.
This guy is so serious about this song.
Well, it charted, didn't it?
What? I don't know. But here's my favorite part is wait for him to come in. It's like so weird.
Yeah, he actually sings on this one.
Yeah,
right?
He does.
Wait!
He's taking my will to live. I kinda wanna die now.
Wow. I think it's coming up. Here it is.
Musk.
Du hast. Du hast. Du hast invited to kill the Jews.
This is a song you should hear when you open a Happy Meal.
McMoon.
Are we in a Beverly Hills Cop movie?
Ooh. The Nazi Party.
Oh, God.
The Third Reich.
I like how his mic is like a fucking cell phone.
Yes,
I phoned in this track. Yeah, girl.
I can't sing this song and drive at the same time. Fading away like my career.
Oh, I gotta turn this off. This
no, I want to keep it down to the end. Please, please. I love this. Oh. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this guy, okay? Dude has... Okay, I mean, I know I was showing you the MySpace page, but I just want to make the visual for everybody.
Great.
And by the way, we're going to give you the MySpace page on our website. We're gonna tell it to you.
We have to blog about this guy constantly.
Yeah.
His name is Bob Rosenberg.
Right, so he's a big Jewish dude who looks like he's in the gay Hell's Angels.
He looks like gay Dog the Bounty Hunter.
He does. He does. He's like he's got like the sort of chiseled face with what do you call it?
A goatee,
a little black goatee, and clearly his hair is dyed and it's long to his ass and it's blonde.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
He's like in an 80s rock band doing shitty techno.
He's an aesthetic nightmare.
Yeah, and then all over his website is him on like these weird like
oh I gotta tell you
motorcycles or something.
I befriended him on MySpace.
Did you really?
Yeah, because you know we're gonna go to war with him.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I know we're going to war. I just didn't know you MySpaced him. I don't know how I feel about that.
He puts bulletins out about Ron Paul.
Oh, really?
That are extensive.
Like what?
He writes novels.
Really?
Like, yeah, oh my God.
No, like, I have to say, I can't...
He'd be dangerous with a blog.
I can't completely fault him for, you know, supporting Ron Paul, because
Ron Paul's a good guy.
He's said some good things, but this guy needs to be taken down. He has had a number one hit. What was the song he did a number one hit on?
He did a terrible cover of a terrible song by Peter Frampton.
Which one?
Baby, I Love Your Way. That's like 7 degrees of shit.
Ooh,
like that's
baby,
like drawing
I love
a
your way.
Yeah, that's like drawing a picture of shit with shit.
Right.
It's horrible.
A dookie drawing.
We're gonna have Chloe have you know make him
we're
come
gonna,
on the show.
He needs to come on the show, and here's what we're gonna do. We need to be like the biggest fans of his.
Ever.
Yeah. Like, I want to be like, dude, I lost my virginity to your song. Like, I couldn't even get it up without your help, without your voice.
Yeah.
Plumbed in from a cell phone.
It wasn't the girl's voice at all.
Uh-uh.
No, it was when he came in with that modulated.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm Jewish.
That Roland effect.
I'm going to sing my techno song. I'm Jewish, Bob.
I'm going to sing my song.
I got Bar Mitzvah when I was 13.
And
by the way, I totally just got what you were doing there.
most of his songs are like covers of really horrible songs, too. I know he does another one, too. I don't remember on the top of my head.
What are some other songs he might have done?
I could just only speculate. At this point, because I won't listen to him for more than like 5 seconds.
Hmm.
It's like, in your eyes.
Tonight I see
1,000 churches in your eyes. In your eyes. I can just imagine what that shit would sound like. And he had like the chick singing like one part, and he'd come in with his modulated Roland.
Check this out. See if you can. You'll get it in like 1 second, but this would be a fun song.
Let's just do Will to Power songs for the rest
okay,
of the show.
Okay, you ready? Here's one.
Yeah.
Okay. Smell like I sound. I'm lost. And I'm.
Buddy, you gotta give me a beat.
I'm hungry like the wolf. Here we go.
There's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gold and she's dying.
A stairway to heaven!
It's just like, what the fuck?
Anyway, so we're going to take him down a peg. And Tim is going to help us because Tim kind of
we're
going to
tell
like
him the whole plan right here on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tim,
we're going to use Tim's help.
Right.
Know.
Tim, if you put a blonde wig on him,
power.
It's like this guy. It's like this guy's twin.
Well, yeah, with a little help.
Right, with a blur on the camera. Like, right. they're twins.
Now, should I flat out start harassing him after he's on the show? Like, go fuck yourself, Bob Rosenberg, foodisnotlove.com. And then, like, hope he comes back?
I don't know. We gotta be
start
delicate.
A war.
Yeah, I want to start a war so that he, you know, wants to come back in return.
I can't believe we're planning a preemptive war on a pseudo-celebrity.
I just want to do the beat, sorry.
Yeah, you can keep doing the beat. War. It's war time. It's on. Bob Rosenberg. It's on.
It's on Bob Rosenberg.
It's on. Bob Rosenberg. Well, anyway, let's go to a commercial.
I want to go for a mustache ride.
We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. This is Disco.
And this is Rob.
And we're going to tell you about Chloe's blog on foodisnotlove.com.
The Gypsy's Realm.
It's called The Gypsy's Realm. And
it's kind of like getting into her mind. You don't want to go there either.
Her mind is full of grammatical errors.
And capital letters.
And basically just talks about her perspective of the show.
Yeah, and she kind of laments us a lot.
Yeah. And she's also a big, you know, you can tell she's a big fan of the show she works on.
Yeah.
She writes it like she's a fan.
Right. Yeah. So you should probably check it out. And
probably because she's on your dick, really hard.
Whose dick?
Your dick.
Your dick.
Your dick.
Yours.
She's on your dick.
Whatever. She's on your dick, dude.
She drools when she looks at you.
Oh my god, I was out of town. She totally went to you.
How many times did she call you when you were out of town?
I don't remember. I didn't answer the phone.
She looks at you when an ABBA video appears in her mind.
Whatever.
Or R. Kelly.
You're her Boyz II Men video. You're all four of them at once, all singing with the same suit.
Oh,
anyway, so you should check out her blog. It's probably interesting.
So, dude, I've been watching like SVU marathons like there's no tomorrow.
You know, last week I was trying to come up with a rap, and I think I was watching SVU, and I was like, because I like Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, you're speaking right to my heart,
or
pal.
Something like that. Yeah,
I think the redhead on that show is so goddamn hot too. The lawyer,
she's the prosecutor. Is that?
Yeah, but she's got blonde hair now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was the first uh-huh. blonde, and then the redhead took her place,
right.
And then the redhead started kind of lightening her hair, and I'm like, uh-huh. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah,
that's confusing.
It is
to my genitals. It bothers me. I'm like, stop that. Stick with the red. Cut it short, and you're good.
Now I will say, while it's growing on me, SVU, it still just doesn't beat the original for one reason.
I've never seen Law and Order. Just Law and Order.
See, that blows my mind.
Yeah, I've never. Seen
I've that. Probably seen every single Law and Order ever.
Is that the one with Fred Thompson?
Well, he was in the current one. It used to be... I can't think of the guy's name now. That sucks. It was a cool older dude who was the main prosecutor. But Sam Waterston, you know, he's the assistant ADA.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't know. It's something about Sam Waterston. His delivery is just killer as the prosecutor.
It's not going to beat the combination of Richard Belzer and Ice-T.
That's actually the reason I don't like SVU as much.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God. It's because for me, those two guys stick out like Grimace in a theater play.
I don't agree with you. I think they're fucking amazing.
Yeah, I don't think. I think Ice-T.
I think the juxtaposition of these two characters. One is very smart. One is very street smart.
Yeah.
One is very white. One is very not white.
Right.
And they go together in the streets without any of the bullshit you might have seen in the movie Colors.
You know what it is,
and
though.
They solve crimes where people get touched by vicious people with sexual problems.
You're right over there?
Sorry.
Okay.
I just love those. Love those guys.
You know what it is, seriously, though? It's like, because Richard Belzer, everywhere he goes, always wears his sunglasses. I feel like he's like, I won't do the show unless I can wear my sunglasses.
Yeah. That's cool as fuck.
And
I'm
like
sorry.
Ice-T, like his gear, he's like, I won't do it unless you could put me in my gear, whatever it's called, Ice-T wear or some shit.
Yeah. I like Ice-T wear.
Yeah.
In fact, if they switch clothes one episode, I wouldn't even bother me.
But I will say, the thing that keeps me grounded in the show.
Yeah.
Is Mariska Hargitay, however you say your last name.
Mariska Hargitay?
Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because, you know, she's Jane Mansfield's daughter.
Yeah.
Who was
so
a hottie.
Beautiful,
yeah,
too.
She's gorgeous. She has an amazing face. You know, I kind of want to cunnilingus Mariska Hargitay.
Dude, what did you just say?
I said I want to cunnilingus Mariska Hargitay.
That's the magic word.
What are you talking about?
That opens the Dungeon of Rock. Say it one more time. But this time with feeling.
Wanna cunnilingus Mariska Hargitay!
Hello, New Jersey! I wanna hear you scream!
My mind's a fire! Can't be extinguished! Not even with a really cold glass of water!
Okay, dude, I'm going to take you into the Dungeon of Rock.
You're the first person
I've ever let into the Dungeon of Rock.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's like the Danger Cave, but cooler.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Because it's a dungeon.
It's a little bit different. It's been upgraded a little bit.
Okay.
Because, you know, I had to do some touching up.
new chains and stuff.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, yeah, all right. You just don't touch anything.
All right.
All right. Because there's lots of artifacts of rock in there that do certain things.
I won't touch it. Promise.
Okay. All right. You want to come down?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me open the door.
Okay.
Wait. Watch your step.
All right. What's on the wall there?
It used to be a hole there. There's a really obnoxious, annoying sound used to come through it. I had to patch it up. So that's just some mortar.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is my dungeon of rock. Let's rock. Yeah! Oh, yeah, you rock! Yeah! Dude, you're not rocking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to rock out! I want to rock out!
You're now officially rocking!
I got leather chaps on!
You got my official seal of rock approval!
I want to rock your foot!
Dude, what's this button do?
Don't touch that. Don't touch that. Don't touch that button. Don't touch it. What? Don't, because what'll happen is the phone line will open up and then an old rock icon will pick up on the other end.
Really?
Yeah, last time I touched that button, I was talking to the guy from Kiss.
Wow.
And not the crazy Jewy one.
I really can't touch it.
Do you really want to touch it?
Kind of.
All right. I don't know who's going to pick up on the other end.
All right, here we go.
It's dialing Andy Chernoff from the Dictators.
Holy shit.
Oh, you don't even know who the Dictators
are. I don't know. I was excited because you were excited.
All right, let's talk to... I'm going to talk to Andy Chernoff. And you can sit here in the dungeon.
I'm going
to
be quiet.
You go through my Kinks records.
Oh, cool. Wait, oh, sweet. You got the Kinks. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Doug. How's it going there, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chernoff. This was a false alarm. There's not like a real rock emergency out there. My co-host, Rob, hit the button.
Sure.
Although, now that I have you on the phone, dude, I got to tell you, there's a lot of arty bands in Atlanta that might need a little advice from you.
Yeah. I call them anti-rock bands.
Yeah.
Either get up there and rock or get up the stage.
You hear that, you Tim Burton fucks? Andy Chernoff says you get up on the stage and you rock or you stop it. And that's coming from somebody who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. By the way, Andy, how does that feel? Have you seen your own exhibit yet?
I haven't been there, but some of the guys in the band have. And other friends have.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for coming on the Dungeon of Rock. And we basically had you on to show these pussies how it's done.
Ah, you guys have excellent taste. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, really quick before I let you go, you still talk to Ross the Boss, right? Founder of Manowar?
I do, yeah.
How much do you make fun of him for that?
All the time. All the time. It's a constant, you know, we just put up the old photos with the chaps and...
And the axes.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, Manowar's still kind of big in places like where Vikings are all the rage.
Yes. Wherever they worship Odin, Manowar is big. Huge.
Throughout Valhalla.
Throughout the tundra.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here are the world motherfucking legendary Dictators. New York's first punk band ever.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Understand my aggravation, building up some.
What the hell was Manowar?
Oh, you're talking about what Andy was talking about?
Yeah.
Matt, one of the guys in The Dictators, Ross the Boss.
I like that name.
Yeah, he started a really horrible metal band that appeals to, like we said, Vikings.
And jellyfish.
And people who enjoy Vikings a lot.
With jellyfish.
If, when I show you one of their album covers, there's no jellyfish.
It's not like a Viking jellyfish.
Oh, man, you know what? We'll post about it. We'll post pictures. Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, it's fucking awesome. But yeah, dude, Manowar was quite hilarious.
Good.
But you know what? You know what time it is?
Time for news?
How did you know?
I don't know.
It's like you're psychic.
I have an uncanny sense about this. I'm like Rogue from the X-Men. She had a sense.
She has no psychic powers. That's Jean Grey. I can teach you everything.
It's now time for breaking news with Chloe Jones.
Now here's the fucking news, jerk.
Chloe Jones has entered the room.
Hi.
Viva Chloe Jones.
Hi, Chloe Jones.
And her Mexican hair.
Now I have Mexican hair?
Well, it's Mexican horse hair.
Oh, yeah, right. I thought it was Romanian back hair.
No, the Romanians just make it. Yeah.
They make it for other people.
Right.
Oh.
Yours is custom.
You got the genuine goods.
Oh.
100% Colombian.
Colombian?
Which is not Mexican at all.
Your geography is wondrous. So what's the first story, Chloe?
The Bush
Juan Valdez.
Yeah, I was just going to say, why did Juan Valdez make her hair?
There's like a... You know, it's him and that horse, and then they just...
It's a donkey.
Oh, the same...
They're the same thing.
You have donkey hair?
Yes.
Those are beasts of burden.
Yes.
How could you do that?
Well, I unburden them a little bit by removing them of their hair.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. But it looks pretty, doesn't it?
It looks... Yeah, you know what? I hope you feel good about yourself.
I do.
You're a despicable person.
I know.
With your donkey wig. Go ahead, donkey hair.
Yeehaw.
Aww. The Bush administration rolled out a $3.1 trillion budget proposal for the fiscal year 09.
Did you say fishal year? I like fish. I like salmon and whitefish and that Gordon's fisherman guy.
He vetoed it? He's not going to do it?
No. He rolled it out.
Oh, okay.
A budget proposal.
Rolling on 40s. Can you top that?
Is this the...
Me and my homie. Can you drop that?
Is this part of the stimulus package?
No.
She's like, I'm just reading. I don't know. Okay.
The words don't say stuff to me. I just read them.
Shut up. No, it's for increased spending on national defense and
foreign aid. Of
course
it's for increased spending.
That's all the Republicans do. They just spend like drunk sailors.
There's no such thing as decreased spending in my government. No. It's always more.
No, but because of this proposal,
we supersized it.
States are going to be losing a lot of money. Georgia is going to lose close to $150 million for family assistance, public safety, transportation.
That means no we for
education.
Us.
Education.
There's too many families in Georgia. They right. don't deserve the money.
No.
I deserve a we, though.
Yes, you do.
You wouldn't get a we from federal funding.
No, he means the stimulus package, the $300.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's enough to buy a we. I priced it out at Best Buy.
Worked it out.
I like the blue shoots there.
I love you, Mr. President.
Did I just say shoot?
Yeah.
I like their poop shoots there.
What's the next story?
Oh.
Get us off Bush quickly.
Yeah. Bobby Cutts was sentenced 57 years
to life. Bobby the Cutts.
Poor Bobby the Cutts.
You got cut.
Meanwhile, can I just point something out? Because I finally saw what he looked like. He's not an Italian guy at all.
No.
He's a black Italian.
He's a black Italian?
Yes.
No, okay.
He's the black stallion.
Well, you know what they say about the dark Italians.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they say. They're dark Italians.
No, what do they say about them?
You know what they
Disco?
Say about them, Chloe. You've been dark Italian all your life. Don't pretend like it's the first time you heard it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's the next story, Shaniqua?
Sharonda. Wait, no. Did they give him Did they give him the death penalty? You just said 57 years.
No, death penalty. 57 years to life. He's not going to be eligible for parole until he's 87.
Good.
Ooh, I thought there was no parole at all.
No, eligible for parole at 87.
Oh, a little old 87-year-old Bobby the Cutts.
He won't make it till 30.
Bobby the Denture Cream.
Aw. Good. I hope he rots in prison.
Bobby the Hole.
Disgusting.
Bobby the Gums. All right.
Bobby Bingo.
In Brisbane, Australia, a 16-foot python stalked and ate a family puppy.
Oh,
that's
a sad story.
That's terrible.
Really really
Why did you bring that into the studio?
I don't know.
You're like, I got to report this.
Now, you know,
there were people in this world that needed to hear that, you felt.
I did.
I hope the listeners appreciate you.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
What?
I think there's a bit of sensationalism in that story, and I'll tell you, and I'll tell you why.
I agree.
Who was there to witness the snake stalk?
Well,
you think the snake was just chilling and was like, oh, puppy, gulp.
You got a point.
No, no, no. The snake had been hanging around this property for several days. The family found the snake in the dog's bed.
Is this a witness account?
This is a witness account.
Oh, okay.
The family found the snake in the dog's bed one day, which a zoologist said is the first sign of when a snake is stalking one of its victims. It's like the snake will hang out in the home of the victim.
Let me see if I got this right.
Mm-hmm.
Last week.
Was he stealth? Like, was he wearing sunglasses?
Yes.
Last week, when I found a snake in my bed, and I was like, what are you doing in my bed? And the snake's just like, I'm chilling. I was like, all right. So I walked away,
mm-hmm.
and he was still in my bed.
Right.
He was stalking me.
Clearly.
He was stalking you.
Yeah.
So he was stalking the puppy and waiting till later.
Yes.
In the bushes.
I don't know if he was in the bushes. He was in hiding.
He was stalking.
Yes.
Was he waiting for the people to go away so he can eat the puppy? Or, like, how did that work out?
I'm really not quite sure.
Is he self-conscious about his weight?
He's 110-pound, 16-foot python.
Yeah, he might be a little self-conscious. That's probably what he was probably waiting.
Probably.
Maybe he's bulimic.
He didn't want to see people, make him engorge himself.
Now, as a listener, I feel really angry at you for bringing this story up. Because what the story implies is that the snake wrapped itself around the puppy and crushed it to death.
Yes.
And its little baby little puppy eyes came out.
Oh, they hit the wall.
Yeah. And
stop
the
it.
Like,
yeah. And the jaw unhinges.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough. Oh. I'm even a little grossed out by that.
Stop it.
Honestly, I really don't think it crushed the puppy. I think it just swallowed it.
It had to have crushed the puppy, or, you know, the puppy could have ran away, couldn't it, you know?
Well, the puppy, you know what, the python was probably smart. If he was smart enough to stalk him, he probably put some, like a
roofied
milk. Wait, are you implying that he's roofied the puppy?
That's what I was thinking. I was going to say, he probably put, like, a milk bone in its...
Berber.
Like, the snake put a milk bone in its mouth and just went like this. And just waited.
He was like, come here, Berber. And he hypnotized him like Ka in the Jungle Book.
Yeah. And for those of you who couldn't see what I did, it was like I put a milk bone in my mouth and just opened my mouth and waited for the puppy to crawl in.
Oh.
That's probably what he did. That's what I would have done if I was a snake.
No, I probably would have went with the crushing to death.
Okay.
Plan. Right.
What else you got? Give me something that's more uplifting than puppy death.
You bitch.
Settle.
A pathologist in Chicago.
Excuse me, a what?
A pathologist.
Oh, I thought you said a petologist. I was like, more pet stories? I fucking told you, no more pets. I was going to get really upset with you.
A pathologist in Chicago determined
Found its cat dead.
No.
Oh, I don't talk about cats.
No. Wait. No, he determined that the death of the third wife of former police sergeant Drew Peterson was a homicide.
That is a lie.
What do you have to say for yourself, Mr. Peterson?
I mean, even though I came on your show a couple weeks ago, and I may or may not have said things that incriminated myself.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah,
you did incriminate yourself.
She drowned in a tub.
Yeah, after you hit her in the back of the head with the hammer.
I heard about that story. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? I think his response. Do you have his response? Do you know what he said?
No, no.
Drew Peterson said something to the effect of, "I'm shocked."
Yeah. It was that monotone.
It is uncanny that my third wife is, or whatever, my previous wife is dead. Third wife is dead, and my fourth is missing. That is a quinky dink.
Yeah. Did he use the word quinky dink?
Yes,
he probably did.
When are they going to just fucking put that guy in jail? Holy shit!
I don't know.
Do they need a map that points to his body?
They have to find Stacey Peterson first.
They're never going to find her.
No.
A romantic.
He fed her to a snake.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen.
He tied a puppy to her neck and then had a snake there.
Right.
I have problems.
This is all very upsetting.
Bruno Perez.
Who?
Bruno Perez.
Who's that?
He's a guy that robbed a post office.
He robbed.
That's where all the money is.
A post office.
He robbed the
That's
post
where the money
office.
Is.
Yep. He robbed
is that your new thing? You read the news like you're William Shatner. He robbed a post office.
Yep, that's me, William Shatner. He wears a wig too.
He does not. That's his real hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It's totally plausible that she buys hers from Colombian coffee makers.
But he has. Yeah. He.
That's
his real hair.
That's his real hair. Well, Bruno Perez robbed a post office at gunpoint.
But I would hope it was
at gunpoint. Fell in love with the postal worker behind the counter.
That could happen.
Yeah, this is not real.
This is real.
A beautiful story.
You know, the writer's strike is over. This sounds like a fucking phony screenplay.
Don't interrupt her. I'm blown away by that.
Okay.
I'm kind of swept away.
So he got away.
Everything
but he couldn't
do,
stop thinking about her. So the next day he went with the money that he robbed from her, bought a bunch of flowers, went back
flowers
to the post office and asked her on a date.
Wow. Did she say yes? Please say yes.
She did not say yes. She actually tricked the silent alarm and he was arrested.
What then. A heartless twat.
Why did you call the cops? I just love you.
That's horrible.
I saw your fat postal worker ass.
Not for nothing, but like romance happens to men like that only once in a lifetime.
And your uncanny way to ignore everyone in line.
So disgusting.
Maybe it'll happen in jail.
I just want to love you. I do it for love.
I do it for stamps.
A professor in China was arrested for stealing students' underpants.
I didn't know you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say students' underwear.
Oh,
that's so creepy.
Yep, he's got a psychological disorder, and he's been stealing women's underwear since he was 14 years old.
I don't think that's a psychological disorder.
The DSM-4 does not have
exactly
Chinese underpant thief.
Mind you, homosexuality was listed in the DSM-3.
Right.
True.
And
true.
PMS.
What's that?
PMS is still in there.
PMS is still in? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And the DSM-4? I don't believe that either.
Ooh. Wait, are we at 4 or 5 now?
We should be up to like 5 by now,
I would hope.
Yeah.
It's still a defense in court.
PMS?
If you suffer from extreme PMS, you might get off if you've done something
terrible. Go ahead, move on.
You should say it.
I should say it.
I'd like you to say it over there. No, I'm not moving on. Let's see what you get to say.
If we get sued by former co-hosts.
Yeah, Renee would suffer from really bad PMS.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Renee's
really unpleasant.
Yeah, and Renee's...
Good save.
And you know what? Renee's cunning enough to sue us.
Oh, Lord.
Fucking Renee. Go ahead. Oh, we're dicks. Oh, next story, Chloe Jones.
Ooh.
We're dicks.
I want all your underwear. Give it to me. I have a problem.
You give me fundies.
Is this edible underwear? Is this Kung Pao underwear? I want it bad.
You smell like Wonder Woman.
I smell pampering all over you.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get hot without pampering. I mean, disorder. All right.
I have a contest, actually, I want you guys to enter.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, it's a songwriting contest.
Sweet.
I've already entered one.
Did you enter it?
Yeah,
the Lennon one.
Yeah.
I didn't know. You didn't.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I have a song in the John Lennon songwriting contest.
You didn't tell me you actually
entered. Are you serious?
It?
Yeah. You didn't know?
I knew he was going to, but then I never heard anything again.
Okay, so is this the same contest you're about to start?
No, this is a contest that's going on in Kyrgyzstan, the former impoverished.
That was actually a really close pronunciation of it.
Are you talking about Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan.
No, there is a
Kyrgyzstan.
There's a Kazakhstan, then there's a Kyrgyzstan. I don't know. It's close.
Yeah.
That's like a Star Trek portion
of
the world.
It is. It's actually a Romulan name.
Where Khan comes from.
Right. Well, there is an activist group that's offering a prize of up to $1,000 in a contest for the best song to protest against the presence of U.S. troops in the Central Asian Republic.
Let's try it. I think you guys need to do it.
Let's
do it right now.
Hold on. Give me the guitar.
Okay. Pass the guitar.
Chloe, why don't you talk to the audience while we get set up?
All right. I have nothing to say.
She's a natural.
Wait, are you really going to try this right now?
Yeah.
Way to improv, Chloe.
Mm-hmm. Let's do some sad. Give me sad Russian music.
Sad Russian music?
Yeah, they're Russian. They're part of the former USSR.
Former Soviet Union, yep.
You want to sound
like... I need something in like A minor. Yeah, but like pick it for me.
We want the troops gone for my country, or we will call Ivan Drago. He was most challenging villain of the Rocky Balboa series. You're gonna be in trouble
with Ivan Drago. He's full of the steroids. You small Americans, he crushes you, breaks you like Rocky. His wife is ugly man. And we're going to kill you American pigs like Ivan Drago. Leave our country or we conjure the spirit of Ivan Drago.
Dragov.
He's big and tall. He's 6 foot 17. He looks like mech truck. He hits you so hard. This square punch pounds per inch is 18 million. Ivan Drago. He fills our heart with his spirit.
Drago.
Oh, Drago. He's going to inspire us to take your troops out.
He can lift tanks with his feet.
And you'd be forced to lift up logs in Mother Russia.
It's very cold here. You do not want to come like Napoleon's troops, Ivan Drago.
And you don't even figuratively have a comic relief like a Rocky brother Paulie. You don't have a spiritual Adrian to fall back on.
Cousin Drago
is going to crush your fucking American pig soul.
Ivan Drago.
I think that'll do it.
I think they should cut the check right now.
I want to do a full version of that song. It sucks fucking money.
Ivan Drago.
I'm dead serious, too.
You know, I have to say this really quick.
Okay.
There are, oh, you're going to mock my Socrates finger?
Because yeah, I'm declaring something right now. I love the Socrates finger.
There are podcasts out there that I've been forced to listen to the last couple of weeks.
That suck? Ooh.
Well, I was just going to say that. They can't hold our ball sacks.
They don't have a wheelbarrow barrel.
No, definitely not.
There's a lot of nut sack here.
I love the declarative ones, too. Like, never not funny ever. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what my next podcast show is going to be called.
They're amazing.
Just ha! That's it.
That's awesome. It could be like H and like 15 A's.
Exactly. I go over really big in iTunes.
Oh, there is this like slew of cannibalism going on lately.
Yum.
Some guy, Kevin Underwood.
Well, that sounds like an American Idol dude.
Yeah.
Kevin Underwood from American Idol.
Yes.
There was a Carrie Underwood on American Idol.
Oh, okay. I'm easily confused.
Yeah. And Kevin Underwood.
But everybody knows they eat people.
He was a grocery stalker.
Of course.
And an internet pornography buff
guru.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what
aficionado.
I do.
He lured a 10-year-old girl to his apartment.
And what did he use to lure her?
His pet rat.
Oh my god. Now okay, reality check for a second.
Was he stalking the little girl?
What little girl, be honest, what little girl is attracted to rat?
I totally would have played with a pet rat.
Would you have went home with a stranger to touch a pet rat?
No.
He little gypsy Chloe, you know, I got this pet rat in my pants, bada bing, and
bada bing is the best. I don't care how many times you do that voice, and I'm just like, oh boy. But as soon as bada bing comes up, I'm like, forget it.
If you you know, want to come back to my apartment, you know, we can go play. We can play find the cheese. You know, bada bing.
We. Is that your impression of
I don't know what.
You know, you really know he's not even a little bit of a Guido.
What's up?
He's not even a little bit of a Guido.
Look how defensive you are. By the way. You are very defensive.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, don't you make fun of my
friend.
No. No boyfriend.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
So you got a pet rat, yeah.
Yeah, he led her up to his apartment.
Hey, come over here. Let me show you my sewer rat that I got in Staten Island.
You're such an asshole. Do you want to hear the story?
Sure.
You want to see what it looks like when you squeeze a sewer rat into a condom? Bada bang!
Oh!
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Hey, Chloe, why don't you come over here and hold this? It's like the Michael Jackson song. His name is Ben.
You're gross. You're both disgusting, and I hate you. Kevin Underwood, lured this little girl into his apartment.
I got a pretty hot donut holder right here.
Hit her over the head.
Aww.
Sexually assaulted her.
Okay, now,
sawed
stop.
Half of her head off.
Why did you bring this story?
Because look at the amusement it brings you.
It was amusing until the little girl gets assaulted.
It was disgusting.
I'm going to stop you now and insist you go to the next story.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Yeah.
You want to talk politics?
Okay.
Sure.
So what you
what you know?
Wiki wiki wah, wiki wiki wah. Tell us about them politics. 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 Politics.
Go, Chloe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Disco did all of that.
I'm not even sure if I can. Did I spell that right?
You had a bunch of L's and O's.
I don't even know if I spelled that right.
So talk to us about politics.
Yeah. Well, now the polls are saying that Obama is leading Hillary.
Did you call him Obama?
No, Obama.
I heard what you said.
You're like, Obama. Wait, are you pro-Hillary?
You probably are.
No.
Yes, you are.
You did.
How dare you?
How dare you say Obama?
That's right.
I love Obama.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
He's leading with the Latino vote. He's actually pulling ahead of Hillary.
I don't agree. I don't believe
that. For
the Latinos.
It's a small percentage.
In Texas?
In general.
No,
wait, wait. Don't we have a clip? I thought we had... No. You know what? Before the show started, I gave you that clip of those...
Oh, yeah. The negative ads that Hillary's running on the Spanish channel.
Yep.
You're not going to believe this. You thought the White House ad was bad? You know, like the really horrible one she's running in Texas right now where it's like, it's 3 a.m. and your children are sleeping.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's got an even worse one in Spanish that she's playing on the radio stations. Check it out.
Yeah, check this out.
The following message has been paid for by me.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Para la copa más, es el diablo, el negro. Obama, secret naval agent of the gringo. No experience, no experience. He make a speech, Barack Obama. Tu mariconcita, tu chupo mi bicho. La cuatro, feliz Navidad, Barack Obama. Tu mariconcita, tu chupo mi bicho, Barack Obama.
Vote for my baby. She's kind of cute.
How fucked up is that?
She's a sick woman.
She is a sick woman.
Seriously.
Sick but, you know, there are some Obama Latino supporters. There is a video called Viva Obama, and it's a bunch of mariachis singing praise about Obama.
Oh, you know what? What is going to happen on next week on the show? Because let's wrap this bitch up.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to happen next week.
I actually looked at him, and I just saw nothing but empty in his eyes.
You know what's really good? We have no guests next week.
No, Betty White can't do it.
That sucked.
Betty White was supposed to come on.
Yeah.
Wait, what was her reason? Oh, what did she say she couldn't do it?
Let me say it one more time. Betty White can't come on.
No, I'm really sad.
Now, what was her reason?
She had a pet meds
commercial to do?
She's real busy
with that?
Yeah, what'd she say?
Writing her pet meds novel?
What happened?
She's still shooting that movie that she's been
Lake Placid 2?
she was awesome in Lake Placid.
What's that?
But she wishes us luck.
Oh, thank you, Betty White.
Thanks, Betty White.
Oh, it's like our fairy golden girl came in. And, oh, thank you, Betty White.
You know what we need to do? You know what we should have done?
What?
If we can't get a guest, let's see if we can just get a guest to cut a bumper.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, if we can't get one... Hey, this is Betty White. You're the foolish nine.
We could probably get her to curse too.
Crawl in my vagina.
So
if
awesome.
She said that, money.
That'd
right
be
there.
So gold.
Money. Anyway, we should see that. We say, hey, you know what? If you can't cut a bumper, we understand. You can't cut an interview with us, we understand. Just cut a 15-second bumper with us. We got you on the phone. Let's just do it.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Food Is Not Love. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Hopefully. I was actually supposed to go to Ohio.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you're not going.
No.
Goodbye.
You're in a rush.
I got places to be.
Are you not plugging the website at all?
Oh yeah, before we go, check out foodisnotlove.com.
It's an exciting extravaganza of content.
And we post all the back interviews now. You forced us to do commentary.
Not all of them.
Well, some of them.
Some of them.
Just the ones that
some
we like.
Some of our favorites. Yeah.
And Disco's blogging like mad. I have to catch up. I'll have to do that this weekend.
Yeah, I've already started my next one.
So
dude,
much to say.
You're like a novelist.
I've heard that. But yeah, I already started my new blog.
You're like Bob Dole after he lost the election. He just kept writing.
I just got compared to Bob Dole, so I'm going to go.
Sorry.
You haven't written a blog yet, have you?
I've had no time. Just been way too busy with stuff.
Yeah.
All righty. We'll see you guys next week. Let's give ourselves a big round of applause because we are amazing.
Yay.
Clap.
Yay.
Clap.
Bye, everybody.
Clap. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll miss you forever.
In the face.
In the sea with his fishes that are very colorful.
Ivan Drago.
Publishing right, but I got my gun.